For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Out at Studio B in Monroeville, Bowser Chevy. Having the time of my life here. We heard a little bit from Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin from their address to the media today. We're building toward the drama of this draft. I guess this is the good side of it, that the Steelers still haven't found a quarterback, is that there's nothing really like quarterback intrigue going into a draft. I hope this isn't repeated every couple of years into the next decade, but we're here. So it's interesting. It's dramatic. What are they going to do at pick 21 or perhaps above pick 21? Here to talk about that on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, is Tony Pauline, editor and NFL draft analyst at SportsKeeda.com. That's Sports, K-E-E-D-A.com, SportsKeeda.com. All kinds of interesting stuff to read there. And Tony, I appreciate you joining me here. And some of your recent content includes the Steelers really liking Shedeur Sanders. And according to your sources, people around the league feeling that that would be a good fit. Do you think this will happen at pick 21? Will he be there or will they have to go up to get him if they want him?
No, I don't think they're going to have to go up to get him if they really want him. They may make a move upwards because I think Atlanta and Arizona at 15 and 16 would look to trade down. My reporting was that Mike Tomlin is in favor of the team drafting Shedeur Sanders. Mike Tomlin, Shedeur Sanders is Mike Tomlin's guy. Now, whether or not he's going to have the final say or not, you know, I don't know. But more than a week ago, I had posted that information that Shedeur Sanders was Mike Tomlin's favorite. He'd like to see him draft, and that Tomlin is fine going into the season with Mason Rudolph, and it seemed like, you know, a good situation where they could start the season with Mason Rudolph and then, you know, ease Shedeur Sanders into the lineup when they feel he's ready, because Shedeur Sanders is not a week one starter in the NFL for a variety of reasons. And then just yesterday, I had posted over the weekend, over the Easter weekend, I had talked to people and they felt that, of all the coaches, Deion Sanders would probably give Mike Tomlin a break. And what I mean by that is, going back to the Shrine Bowl, I had been reporting that there was some uneasiness about teams looking to draft Shedeur Sanders, that his father, Deion, obviously the head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes, would be very vocal and critical of a team that drafts him and is not developing or is not doing the things they think he should be doing, Deion should be doing with Shedeur Sanders. And there was a lot of stress and there was a lot of concern about that. And the information that I got is, the feeling is Deion would probably lay back on the criticism of Mike Tomlin if things don't go well for Shedeur Sanders, which is eventually what's going to happen.
Tony Pauline of SportsKeeda.com. Well, I can tell you, if he's Mike Tomlin's guy, then he'll be on the Steelers if he's available. If that's what Mike Tomlin gets, what Mike Tomlin wants in this organization. But tell me this, Tony. Give me a breakdown on Shedeur Sanders. What do you like the best about him, and what are your major concerns?
Well, obviously the bloodlines. He's football smart. He's got the mindset to be a quarterback. I think what I don't like about him is, he's this average athlete with a average arm. He's not, he tries to throw his way out of trouble on Saturday, at Jackson State, which was easier to do, and then Colorado, which was much more difficult to do. He's not going to be able to throw his way out of trouble in the NFL, making desperate passes because of the lack of arm strength. I think fundamentally he also needs a lot of work. If you watch him, he throws off his back foot. He throws with poor footwork. He runs backwards sometimes when he's being rushed. So fundamentally he needs a lot of work from the ground up. What I don't like about Shedeur Sanders is I've been in this business for a while, and when it comes to the quarterback position, I like quarterbacks that have shown progress in their game entering the draft, which is what Cam Ward has done this year, which is what Jaden Daniels and Michael Penix and Bo Nix did last year. The 2024 film on Shedeur Sanders is not much better, if it is better at all, than the 2023 film, which for me is a red flag.
So, Tony, if you were picking, I would imagine Cam Ward would be your first choice here. Who would be your second choice among all these quarterbacks? And maybe we're thinking about somebody. I saw a headline on your site. I don't think the story was written by you, where Tyler Shuck was very highly regarded by a bunch of people. Who would be your second choice and why?
Well, I still have Shedeur Sanders as my number two quarterback, then Jackson Dart. Tyler Shuck, I had heard through his pro day that there was some conversation in the league that he could be the second quarterback drafted after Cam Ward. I've never verified that, but that opinion has been out there for a while. But for me, it's still Shedeur Sanders is my number two quarterback.
What do you think of Dart? Because he's my guy.
Like his size. I like his head. I like the way he commands the offense. My concern about Dart is, it comes out of a Lane Kiffin offense, which is he's going to need work before he's NFL ready. That offense has not produced a lot of NFL quarterbacks. He's a little bit slow moving his head from the primary receiver. So I think even with Jackson Dart, I think Jackson Dart's got a good amount of upside. He's got a nice frame. But again, like Shedeur Sanders, I think he's going to need some work before he's ready to step underneath center. I think with Tyler Shuck, the appeal for Tyler Shuck is after Cam Ward, he's probably the most NFL ready. I mean, the guy's a seventh-year senior. He's played on three different teams in college. He's coming off a real good year. He's had a lot of inconsistency in his game. He's had some injuries during his college career. There's 4 years that are missing. But I think teams view Tyler Shuck as, of all the quarterbacks in this draft, not named Cam Ward, he's probably the one that's going to be ready to go the earliest in their NFL career.
Tony, let's talk about the top of the draft and intrigue up there. I think it's widely assumed that Cam Ward's going to go to Tennessee. Then we have the Browns and the Giants and reports out there that they're fielding offers, et cetera. What do you think happens with those two teams? There's intense interest here, of course, in what the Browns are going to do.
I think the Browns are going to take Hunter. I reported last week that there's some thought in the building. They could look to Abdul Carter. Don't know about that after that, huge contract they gave to Myles Garrett in the offseason. I think any team at the top, is going to field offers to look to trade down. You're drafting in the top five, the top six, even the top 10, because you're a bad team and you need a lot of players. And, Abdul Carter's not going to throw the Giants over the edge, to the next level. I don't think Travis Hunter's going to do the same for the Cleveland Browns. So I think it's just normal for those teams to really look, to basically dangle those picks out there to see if somebody's a San Francisco who really wants a pass rusher and has 11 picks, if they would be willing to, part with a lot of selections and you can get a lot of draft capital. I would be surprised if either the Giants or the Browns move out of the third or second spot, respectively.
So those are two of three other teams that most people believe are at least quarterback needy at 2, 3, and 9 would be the other one is the Saints. So do you think Sanders will be on the board when the Steelers pick at 21?
Well, I do for a couple of reasons. I mean, the Giants and the Browns are quarterback needy, but they also have a general manager and a coach that are on a very short leash that have to, if they don't have to win in 2025, they've got to be very, very competitive in 2025 to keep their jobs. And they're going to need immediate impact from this draft. And Shedeur Sanders doesn't offer immediate impact, especially when you compare him to Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter. So I don't think that the front offices in those organizations are drafting a Shedeur Sanders for 2 or 3 years down the road where they might not have a job come December if they don't turn their organizations around. As far as the Saints are concerned, early on I had had him going to the Shedeur Sanders mock to the Saints before the news injury about Derek Carr came out. There's been no finality on that situation. And I still think that, you know, at 9, there will be players, whether it be a Tyler Warren, whether it be a Kelvin Banks, players that are available to the Saints that are much higher rated. And it would be a massive mistake to reach for a quarterback because, you know, you need one, especially a quarterback who, in my opinion, isn't really going to help you all that much in 2025.
All right, so then to be clear in the end, to sort of bring this full circle, you don't think the Steelers will need to move up to take Sanders. You think he'll be there at 21?
I would be very surprised if they have to. I mean, maybe they feel they need to if they really want to acquire him. Like I said, picks 15, Atlanta Falcons pick 16. I don't think they'd have to make a big move up because, I mean, you look at the teams – you know, selecting Dallas, Miami, Indianapolis, Atlanta, Arizona. I mean, those teams are not going to be selecting quarterbacks. And even the teams who select immediately after the Steelers, the Chargers, the Packers, the Vikings, the Texans, they're not going to be moving up to get in front of the Steelers to get a quarterback. And I don't think any team early in the second round who did not get a quarterback at the top of round one is going to make a half a round jump to get in front of the Steelers for Shedeur Sanders, when there's very likely to be some good quarterbacks or some developmental quarterbacks available at the top of round two.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There seems to be some buzz out there, Tony, still about Kirk Cousins and the idea the Steelers could draft or could trade for him. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, you got to make sure you have the salary cap. You got to make sure you can protect him. I mean, I think that's more so because you wonder, you know, is Kirk Cousins available considering how Michael Penix did last year and the way that the Falcons expended such early draft capital on him? And there's really no other veteran quarterbacks available. I mean, Kirk Cousins is a nice quarterback. He's made a heck of a lot of money for a guy that's been – not great, but has won enough to occasionally get into the playoffs. Obviously, if you're going to trade for him, you know, it's a 1 or 2 year deal with Kirk Cousins.
You think he can still play?
Oh, I think he can still play. You know, I just think that, and this is going to sound absurd, but I think like I said with Mike Tomlin, and even as I reported yesterday, everybody in that Pittsburgh organization seems to really like Mason Rudolph. You know, they like Mason Rudolph to the point where we talked about Aaron Rodgers, and as I wrote about a week ago, Aaron Rodgers is becoming more and more of a headache, it seems, that the Steelers don't want to deal with. So I don't know that they're going to bring another guy in from the outside, pay him all that money, if they are able to draft Shedeur Sanders and they still have Mason Rudolph there to kind of mentor him moving forward.
Lastly, Tony, last question. If they don't take a quarterback at 21, where can you see them going? What pick would you make at 21? Obviously, depending on if your guy is available, what would be a sensible pick for the Steelers?
Well, you got to see which defensive tackles are available, or defensive linemen, I should say, are available at that spot. You know, is Walter Nolan still on the board? He could go to San Francisco with the 11th pick. Is Derek Harmon of Oregon still on the board? There was some talk about Green Bay, who selects after him taking Derek Harmon. I think that would be a consideration. Kenneth Grant of Michigan. I think they would look to fortify that defensive line with a good young player like the three I mentioned, all guys who have tremendous upside.
Tony, I appreciate the time. Great stuff. People can go to sportskeeda.com to read your stuff and everything that's on that site leading up to the draft. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Limits, I have a question for you coming off that interview. If the Steelers like Mason Rudolph so much, why didn't they try harder to keep him here last season?
Instead of deciding to flip the keys over to Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, I fully agree.
And I mean, they didn't know what they were going to do at that point. They didn't know they were going to trade Pickett. Didn't Rudolph go first, or am I mistaken there?
No, he did, but I wonder if it was Mason's decision that he wanted to see if the grass was greener. Maybe it wasn't the Steelers ultimately saying, hey, we'll just let you go, and you know we don't really have much interest in bringing you back. Maybe it was Mason thinking that he could parlay what he did in the last three games into a starting spot like he did at times for Tennessee, getting a chance to play.
Maybe. I guess you could have fooled me that Tomlin loves him so much, for example. I mean, that's not really what Mason's history here would indicate, is that Mike Tomlin loves him. I think the Steelers were in a spot of abject desperation and decided, yeah, why don't we bring back a guy who at least knows the offense, has been here, and had at least a tiny bit of success when we last saw him. I mean, this idea that, yeah, they really like Mason Rudolph, they think they can win with him, you could have fooled me. But anyway, he left the impression, Tony did, that this is going to be Shador Sanders. He left the impression that if it's Mike Tomlin's decision, they will take Shador Sanders. And as I told him, it's Mike Tomlin's decision. As one thing we all know about this organization is Tomlin's running it. So I get the feeling, Limits, that unless New Orleans or someone else surprises us early in the draft, I think Shador Sanders might just be their next quarterback. You?
And that's what I was saying, that, you know, now when I got this confused with the Browns, that I think is the most likely of a chance that they actually draft a quarterback. Now, is this also that all this talk about Sanders slipping and falling, and sometimes we hear the complete opposite, where, oh, this quarterback is going to be taken a lot higher than we necessarily expected, and then they end up falling in the second round, third round. Oh, wait, it's the fourth round. They still haven't been taken yet. Why is it? So I do wonder if maybe we're having these discussions with Sanders and ultimately he will be taken at 9 by the Saints, or somebody will move up thinking that they need to do that ahead of the Steelers. So I don't think – it's obviously not a slam dunk, but I would still put the chances of them selecting Sanders below 30%.
Well, let's ask the Batconian Mongoose about that next. Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. Very curious to get his thoughts on what's going to happen here. There's some other things we need to dive into in the noon hour. There is that Adam Schefter report. I believe it was Schefter who said the Steelers could be one of two teams jumping in on Kirk Cousins. I'll add this, if they get desperate enough. What is it, Limits? You put down it's a $20 million down payment and they take care of the rest?
Pretty much.
Like buying a damaged car? Is that what we're doing here? They'll strike a deal, they'll haggle a little bit with the salesman and come up with a discounted price for Kirk Cousins?
If they can get Atlanta to eat like a third of the contract and you just take on some of it, that could be a realistic possibility.
Does that come with a bumper-to-bumper warranty on that guy?
It probably should. Yes, it should come with a "you like that" warranty.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. It's 11:57. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. There's also a very interesting meeting happening today in Pittsburgh sports between Sully and Kyle Dupas. And I'm very curious to see what happens there, because Dupas didn't exactly have a straight answer yesterday about Sully's future Diddy limits.
No, he's trying to dupe you and everyone else, according to you.
No, I don't think he's necessarily duping us on this one. I think he's as curious as anybody else as what might come out of this meeting with people very interested in Sully, notably the New York Rangers.